He had a couple of minor injury concerns following the match the other day at the two Harrys, to name but two. How are they?
Yeah, Harry Middleton's fine. Harry Forrester's touch and go for tomorrow, but we'll leave him to the last minute.
What happened to him? What's the matter?
It just took, in the first half, went over on his ankle a little bit, so he's a little bit sore. You know, positive things probably that he managed to continue on towards the end of the game, but it stiffened up. Rob Jones will be back in the squad as well. So it'll be the same lads as the other night, plus Rob Jones and young Michael Carberry, because he's been doing well with the youth team.
Okay, how so? Tell us how he stood out.
He'd done well pre-season. You know, he got involved in a few of the games. So it's only the right thing with all the young kids that if they're doing well and we get good reports on them, we get them in around the first team squad to give them a little boost.
The one name not mentioned there, Keegan, then, where's he at? Because there was a question mark or a potential question mark about him this week.
No, Keegs was always going to start running this week. You know, him and Danny this week and they begin the next week will step up their fitness work, start getting the balls out. So they're both not far away.
How pleasing is it then, given some of the niggles that you've got at the minute, that Richard Chaplow's injuries are behind him and he's starting to get football under his belt?
Yeah, he's a good player. I think he showed that when he came on. You know, I thought him and Curtis came on and had an impact on the game for us. You know, Chappie's got experience, but he's a very good footballer and fits in how we want to try and play at times. You know, he's a forward-thinking midfielder. The one thing we didn't have the other night, which we've had, and especially in the Leeds game, the Wigan game, was support up to Andy Williams. You know, and then Chappie automatically wants to go that way.
It's interesting at the moment when we talk about some of the young kids coming through and how much that's part of the plan. When you're playing, four matches in 10 days and another four matches in another 10 days starting against Port Vale, whether you look at the squad and think, have we got enough strength in depth? Do you think you have?
A lot will depend on whether how Keegs and Danny come through the next couple of days. You know, I sat with Gavin and Dick this morning and we had a chat about obviously looking ahead about what we're going to need. You know, so if we can get Danny and Keegs back involved, you know, come the end of next week, ties will be closer. Jack Mackay's out doing running as well, so the squad all of a sudden looks a lot healthier. But until we see how the injured ones come through the next few days, we'll assess it then.
I know we spoke very briefly about Tyson in the aftermath of the Wigan game. Is it still the expectation that it will be only 6 weeks for him, so five to go now?
Maximum of 6 weeks. You know, the one thing Tyson will do is do everything he can to make sure he's back a lot sooner. You know, we're just over a week into that, so he's going to be maximum of 5 weeks and hopefully we'll see him sooner.
And the reason why I ask is, I mean, given the result the other day, I suppose question marks about, not fitness, but just legginess, I suppose, have started to rise, given the volume of games you played, extra time, Leeds United, intense game, trip to Wigan too.
Yeah, look, there was one or two the other night there that felt a bit leggy afterwards, but they've all trained, they were really bright this morning, actually, which was pleasing. The fitness aspect of the games we've got coming up, I don't see it being a major problem. You know, if we feel we've got to rotate within that, we will. But they are a fit bunch. You know, they were still going at the end of the night there after a tough schedule, as you said, extra time Thursday, Sunday, and then the Wednesday night. So no, I don't see that being a problem at all. And if you tell them I'm tired, they'll feel even more tired anyway. So I'm not going to do that.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, we have just not necessarily raised the same issue, but a similar issue with Gary McKenzie. So it's not tiredness, physical tiredness in terms of fitness. You just, when you're playing so many games in a short space of time, you don't get the chance to stop, have a think, maybe think about plan B, C, D, and E. It must be difficult.
It is. But, you know, that's what staff are there for and the manager's there for. But that's why I wanted to bring in mentally strong players like Gary, like Torsten, like Richard Chaplow, like Andy Williams, you know, to get the mentality of the group better. And I feel we've got that. You know, they're a really good bunch, I keep saying that. And if one or two are feeling a little bit tired, then the others will drag them through.
Defence, fine. That's why he was sat there, I dare say. Goal scoring, not so at the moment. Why not, do you think?
I genuinely think against Wigan, it was just unlucky. The other night there, we got frustrated a little bit too early in the South End game. You know, they came with a game plan. You know, speaking to Brian and Phil afterwards, after their previous performance against Walsall, they were way too open. So the one thing they were going to do, and I knew they were going to do, was put five in midfield and make it really difficult for us. Now, when teams do that, we've got to make sure that frustration doesn't set in. And it did very early on in the first half. You know, we've spoke as a group about it, and the feeling I got from it was that the players expected to win the game beforehand. And because they expected to win the game, they wanted to try and win the game as quick as they could. Now, I'm all for positivity, but decision-making, rotation, movement has to come within that as well. We didn't have enough of that the other night there.
And when you're deliberating and you're trying to find out the winning formula, I suppose, as you move forward, is Williams, or I suppose Tyson, if you like, but predominantly Williams, in the one up front role the way forward still for you? Because it's just, I suppose it's an immediate reaction to say, one up front, no goals, play two up front.
Yeah, absolutely, we play two up front, we get told we're too open in midfield. So you can't win. The only way you can win is if you get the results. You know, I don't think, you know, against Leeds we created plenty of chances with that formation we won up front. Against Wigan we created plenty of chances and should have won the game. The other night there, we didn't. So as soon as you don't with that system, you always leave yourself a little bit open to do it. We are flexible within it. I've said since the start of pre-season and we sat the players down, and I told you guys that we go with two banks of four, whether that's 4-1-4-1, 4-4-2 or 4-4-1-1. That's what we'll go with. We'll take it game by game. We'll take it fitness-wise as well. But I'm comfortable. Look, if you're not conceding goals and you're defending well, it gives you a chance of going on and winning games. So we have to get a fine balancing act in between the two.
Because it's become, I suppose, really, albeit only very early on, a psychological point. If you get that first goal, there you go, as in addition to the Bury game, just get that first goal, defence is fine, you'll go on from there.
It is. And, you know, somebody said to me that the other day there in a conversation that we had, and it was within a staff meeting actually, and they said, do you think the players feel that we've got to score the first goal to do it? And I said, well, no. And I said, because we went 1-0 down against the Championship team and came back because we kept believing in the right things we're doing. Now, I've got a massive amount of belief in the group. I told them that this morning. There's no need to panic after one. And it was a poor performance. But it's a poor performance that if we look back to Port Vale at home last year, Oldham at home, Gillingham at home, Leighton Orient at home, we went on to lose the game. And we would have lost that game last year. You know, and that's my glasses always half full. And that's a massive positive for me, because we will. People who've seen us, especially first half of the night, they might think I'm daft, but we will create chances and we'll get players who put them away.
Do you think there just has to be a bit of a realisation that you've had to shore up things, and that may well, for the time being at least, sacrifice a little bit of attacking play that you hope will obviously come in the weeks and months that follow?
We don't want to sacrifice our attacking play, especially after one game, you know, because we did, even against Bury, we created chances. The Wigan game on Sunday, look, we'd three cleared off the line. Harry Forrester had a one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Andy Williams had a one-on-one with the goalkeeper. So we are creating. We've just got to make sure that we don't get, as a whole and as a club, that after one, and it was, hold my hands up, a poor performance, that we don't get too carried away with that, because I feel really positive about everything at the minute.
So Port Vale are the next challenge. Well, all the stats say this one's going to be a draw, because they've got draws as well. What makes them stand out, do you think?
Rob's got them working really, really hard. You know, they played Gillingham, who were flying last week at home, and played some really good football as well. Got a good point. Went down to Swindon the other day there and showed a lot of character against a good Swindon team to come back and get another point. So, you know, it shows you, like us, they're possibly hard to beat, but maybe just need that little cutting edge going forward. But now that they're a good team, big, strong team, but they've got good footballers as well.
Because you can take some confidence from certainly, well, all right, the other game aside, but the away performance at Wigan, they didn't have much at all in that game as the home side.
No, but we didn't let them, and we imposed our game on them, and we're patient with it, which... I think the other night there, the lads are that desperate to do well here, especially at home, that patience wasn't quite there, and you take that away from it, you don't quite get the quality. But the performances have been okay, and what it does do, looking forward, it gives us loads and loads to build on. Defensively, if you're sound, you know, and attacking-wise, you can do lots and lots of things to make sure that comes right.
Just finally, age-old question, but between now and the bell, we're going to ask anyway. Has anything changed on the loan/signing front?
We're going to assess the injured ones over the weekend and going into next week. If they're still looking is if they're not quite right, that's something that, that we'll look to address then. Next question is who it's going to be. And the answer's
go on then.
Tell you. you know, because we like to, and as we've done in the summer, if we are doing things, we like to do it all behind the scenes first.
I suppose in a general point though, would you be looking just to fill in the blanks for a while, or are you still looking to add players who are maybe better than what you've got right, or you consider better than what you've got right now?
If it's going to be a case of filling in the blanks, we won't do anything. We want to bring in players that are going to improve us, and that's been our mantra all summer.
Is there scope, is there any kind of budget for permanents, or is it loans right now?
It would be, well, the ones coming back from injury, it would be loan deals, you know. It was something we tried to keep away from, but if we feel that the other guys are going to be a little bit longer than what we expect, you know, we'll address that next week.